for those who will say yes to the Lord, to yield to his call to come as well, I encourage you. I know it wouldn't be easy, because I know that many of the saints prior before that, those who were called to place isolation, solitude, Jesus did the exact same thing. You know, a lot of times, once again, we forget our desire, or the Lord says that no one's greater than, no servant's greater than their master. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we're going to have to walk in his footsteps. Jesus did the exact same thing. So remember, he had 33 years, you know, 3 years of ministry, but 33 years of forming by the Father to prepare him. And not only that, right before he went to ministry, it was 40 years in the wilderness that the God the Father called his own son, God himself, away into the wilderness to be alone with him. That he was tempted, he was tried, he was tested in order to prepare for ministry. So I believe that this place, and I believe that anyone God has called, that they have, we have that season of being tucked away, hidden away in the Lord, in the wilderness somewhere. It may be wilderness for you, maybe in a different location, a different place. The wilderness can be for me a dry season. The wilderness for you can actually be a place in the woods somewhere praying away from the Lord. This is a place where I believe that will be tested and sanctified and tried. The place of beautiful time and intimacy with Jesus too as well. So I'm really excited by that. Like I said, but it hasn't been easy being here. Just, you know, getting used to almost like a new environment, getting used to the unknown. Because I feel right now a fish out of water, have no idea what's in store, have no idea what's ahead, you know, but definitely taking a leap of faith by the grace and mercy of God. It's only by the mercy of God that I'm here. It's only by the mercy of God that I said yes. Only by the mercy of God that the Lord has called me to call me to this. You know, it's only by his mercy alone. I'm so undeserving. But he's just so gracious and he's so good. And so I just want to encourage you right now, for anyone, like I said, those who are watching, concerning more so to leave everything to follow Jesus. I've been hit hard because of that. And I just want to kind of confirm and affirm and reaffirm how all of it is biblical. The biggest thing that I encountered or I was hit with was, oh, well, you know, because initially, because my family was against it. My parents, too, weren't understanding. My dad was a group Catholic. My mom was Pentecostal. So my dad, he understood a little bit more, and he had me, like, a few days later, he was okay with it. He was at peace with where I'm at, because he understood about the saints and about, you know, a place of solitude, a monastic life of, you know, contemplation and prayer. But as many of us Protestants, we're not taught that at all. So I found myself, people throwing the scripture, we have to honor your mother and father. I'm like, I'm about to be 35 years old, halfway through 40. But even besides my age, the point of matter goes that the Lord talks about it in scripture. Yes, to honor your father and mother is the first commandment with promise. But he gives us for those who are called to be his disciples. He says here, and I just want to go to verse number one, to Matthew 10:37. So Matthew 10:37, let's go there real quick. So it says here, and this talks about, because also I've been, people are like, oh, well, you know, if it's the Lord, when the Lord gives something, he give you peace with your family members and friends. So I want to tell you right now, when the Lord calls you, if you're watching, God has called you to something. When the Lord calls you to something, many times, you know, it says in his word, we think that we want, many of us are so attached to family and friends. The enemy is so good. He knows how to get so caught up in our family and friends, so family oriented, that becomes our idol. That really becomes God. We begin to do things in approval for our family members and our friends rather than approval for God. We have to remember, first and foremost, especially when you become a believer of Jesus Christ, when you become born again, we're born by the Spirit, not by the flesh anymore. So now we're sons and daughters of God, first and foremost. So we have to follow his lead. But a lot of times, attachment to family and friends, that continue to cause people to be, once again, attached to so many things, that cause people to run after men rather than running after God. And it says here that in Matthew 10:34-38, because it covers everything. It says, do not think that I've come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And men's foes will be those of his own household. A man's enemy will be those of his own household. That's a hard saying. So what did the Lord mean by that? I really believe the Lord is saying here, as he continues to go further in verse 37, he who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross, follow after me, is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's a powerful message, guys. That's the gospel. That's what God is calling for his disciples, especially in this last hour, this last generation. Many of us were attached to so many different things, and one of it, like, says people. Attachment to people will be our demise. The word of God says in, you know, Galatians 10, that if If we seek the approval of men, are we then called to be servants of God? Wouldn't we be servants of God? Paul is saying that I want to be a servant of God if I want the approval of men. So here the Lord is saying that I did not come to bring peace. I've came to bring division. And division is saying his word. His word will bring division. So when he speaks to you about concerning something, he doesn't speak to your whole family. He speaks to you. You need to walk it out in obedience. But if you love your mother, your brother, your sister, if you love your child more than you love the Lord, then you're not worthy of him. Abraham is a perfect example. Number one, when the Lord spoke to him, to Abraham, just say, Abraham, leave your family, your father and mother's house, and come to land that I'm going to give you. Abraham left immediately, took his things, and followed the Lord. He didn't go back and ask his mom and dad, is that okay, or linger. Maternal and fraternal relationships with him, his mother and father, I'm pretty sure they didn't understand. I'm pretty sure they also begged him, Abraham, don't leave. Where are you going? What are you doing? But he heard the voice of God, and he followed the Lord. And second to his will, when the Lord spoke to Abraham, sacrifice your son on the altar for me. It was a test of his faith and righteousness. And because he believed God, it was counting to him as righteousness. And I believe that that's what the Lord is doing. Like, I believe the Lord is like, Nana, leave everything. Would you sacrifice your family on this altar? Would you sacrifice ministry? Would you sacrifice your desire for the world upon this altar? Would you sacrifice all these things you love? Would you give them over to me? And so I believe that when God calls all of us, when he's called you, he's going to ask you, what do you want to give for me? Are you to lose the life? And for me, I feel like, will you sacrifice yourself on this altar? The whole point is that, you know, he says that, you know, he asks you, if you love your son or daughter, you're not worthy of me. So what are you not willing to give up? What are you not willing to let go? You know, and that's what I feel the Lord has once again reiterated over and over again. We have these thoughts in our mindsets that, you know, once again, walking with Jesus is a certain way. No, God is asking us, every single one of us, will you lose your life? Lose it all. Leave everything and follow me. And will you just say yes? Will you say yes to where I send you? Would you leave everything to follow me? And that's hard, guys, only by the mercy and grace of God that anyone can not only say yes, but actually can do it. So God is calling us once again, as we lose our lives, several we find it, and we lose it for his sake. And that's what I've done coming here. And many who are called here, that's what God will call you to. Are you willing to lose your life? Lose all that you will hold dear? Want to lose your, let go of your house, let go of your career, let go of all these ideas that you had of your future, let go of the things of the world. You know, the way you look, the way you dress, what people think of you, your family members, your friends. I think that's a biggest thing, because that's been a struggle for me as I've been here. The enemy has attacked me so many times emotionally with loneliness and discouragement at times, like, man, you know, longing for my family. And I have to remember the Lord continues to remind me, Nana, I want to be your everything. I want to be your everything. Will you allow me to be your everything? I'm like, yes, Lord, please be my everything. I want you to be my source of joy, my source of love, my source of family, because I know I have a family with me, a heavenly family all surrounding me. Lord, I want you to be my everything, you know? And so that's usurps honoring your mother and father, because I believe that, as the Lord has mentioned in one of the messages, even with Mother Claire as well, prophetic messages concerning parents, that it's important that when God gives you children, it's his children that he gives you. And at some point, you have to get to a point where you can instruct them and teach them God's ways, and you let them go to do as God has called them to do. But many, many people have lived lives solely for their mother or father. And you die not living the fullness and potential and purpose that God has called you to, because you had to watch your elderly mother or elderly father, or you sacrifice yourself because of siblings or whatever it is, and God never called you to that. But God has called you to follow him, to leave everything and follow him. So that should be an encouragement, also to a wake-up call for anyone of us who are going to have children. I know I'm going to have children one day, and knowing that, I recognize now for me, the children that God will give me are not mine. At some point, I have to surrender and give them to the Lord. And whether it's like Abraham giving up Isaac, saying, you know, Lord, I give them at the altar. I have to give all my children at your altar. Say, whatever you desire to do with God, it's yours. They're not mine. They're not mine. And so I hope that also encourages anyone who's watching this too as well, and gives understanding to, you know, to leaving everything and following the Lord. And the second two as well, it talks about, the Lord talks then about his discipleships, when he called the disciples and the cost to follow him. So if we go to Matthew 21. This is a very popular story about the rich man who had too much attached and could not leave that, you know, could not leave it. Okay, so the Lord says here to the rich man, the rich man comes to the Lord. This is Matthew 19, and the rich man says, good teacher, he says here, you know, Hold on. He said, he wants to know, how can he enter into the kingdom? He said, why do you call me good? There's not one good. This is what Jesus says. But if you enter life, keep the commandments. And he said, which ones? And Jesus goes through all the commandments. And the young man says, all of these I have kept since my youth. What do I still lack? Jesus said, if you would be perfect, go. Sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have the treasures in heaven. Come and follow me. But when the young man heard this and went away sorrowful, for he had great possession, then Jesus said to the disciples, truly I say to you, that it be hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I say to you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so at this point, the disciples were like, who can enter the kingdom of heaven? Like, it's so difficult. And the Lord said, with men is impossible, with God all things are possible. So we see here that this rich man had attachments, his possessions, to the riches of this world. And Jesus said, you followed the commandments, that's great, but I want you to be perfect as my Father is perfect. He's calling the young man to holiness. Sell everything, come and follow me. But he couldn't because he was attached to that. And so we see here and there, that's a perfect example that many of us, when God calls us to something, was like, no, Lord, but I'm just too attached. I can't do this because of that. Or what is that you're attached to? What is it that you're attached to that you're not willing to let go? And then as well, when the Lord began to call the disciples, another disciple, the Lord said, come and follow me. And he said, oh, but Lord, I need to go and bury my father. And the Lord said, let the dead bury the dead. Let the dead bury the dead. Another one, okay, he wanted to go back to say bye to his family. The Lord said, you're not worthy of me. So that's the point of discipleship. When God calls us, he wants immediate yes. He wants us to leave everything and to follow him, to answer the call, to leave everything, to follow him. And when we have these attachments, it will continue to drag us or turn us back to what God has called us to. Amen. So we have to recognize these attachments and really ask ourselves, what are we willing to let go? What are you willing to lose to follow Jesus? Are you willing to lose your life? Lose all that you know, that Jesus becomes your everything. And like I said, it's not easy, but it's by the mercy and grace of God. But I believe it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding, and I'm excited to see what all the Lord has in store in this upcoming year for myself and all those who will be called to this refuge as well. And the second two as well is that Matthew 19:29, to end it. So Matthew 19:29. So he says here, after the rich man leaves the Lord. This is what the Lord speaks. He says, and everyone who has left house or brother or sister or father or mother or wife or children or fields, possessions, for my sake, my namesake, shall receive 100 times as much and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and last will be first. And some translations said, many who will leave mother, brother, and sister, and wife, children, or fields for my namesake shall receive 100 times in this life and the life after too as well. So God is so faithful that and that really encouraged me as well. Because initially I'm like, well, I'm leaving everything. Like, what's going to happen? What's my future look like? But this scripture encouraged me, Lord, as I leave everything behind, not only in this life will I receive 100 times fold, but in eternal life too as well. And so I sell it to say, to encourage everyone who's watching, that it's time and it's amazing that it has come to a point that really we live out what we believe. We live out what we believe. We say we love Jesus. If we say we want all of him, then are we willing to leave everything to follow him? What is he asking you to do? What is he calling you to do? And what's holding you back? Is it fear? Is it your family members? Is it friends? Nobody really agreeing with what God has spoken to you. Nobody really understanding you, or you having no one in your corner to really affirm what God has spoken. You know, I just want to encourage you to step out in faith. If God has spoken to you, then go for it. Because God has spoken to you and not to others. And meantime, this is a test of faith to see if we're yielded to the men's approval, men's opinion, or to his. Or what's holding you back? Is it the love of family members? Has the Lord called you to a mission field somewhere? Has the Lord called you out of the country? Has the Lord called you to a different city to work or to do it? And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be, of course, in the woods praying. But it could be to a different job. It could be to a different school. It could be to a different country somewhere to do missions or ministry. Or it could be just anywhere. What is God saying to you doing? What's holding you back? Is it money? Maybe God's called to take a job somewhere where you get a pay cut. But yet he has a particular people there, souls that he's called you to minister to. But you're thinking, oh, okay, my finances. See, that's an attachment. That's attachment that's coming against, opposing what God has spoken to you to do. Because God never works in the ways that make sense. I'm learning that the more and more I walk with Jesus, it never makes sense. He's in the crazy, I'm telling you. Which I did another video about trusting what in the move, when I took that leap of faith just to move when God told me to go to Fort Worth. So a lot of times he will allow contradictions, once again, sufferings, to see our response, you know? And so What is he asking you to do? What has he spoken for you to do? What is he calling you to? What has God said in your heart to do? And what is holding you back? And if something is holding you back, like I said, these are attachments in your hearts, you're going to have to make a choice. Is Jesus worth this, or is these attachments? Do I want to keep these possessions? Do I want to keep these attachments? And ask for the grace of the Lord. Make me willing to make willing to say yes. Take a leap of faith. Because I know about you, I've prayed and asked the Lord, Lord, I want to live a life of adventure with you. I want to live a life of great faith. And as I remember praying that to the Lord, I want to be a woman of great faith. I remember he spoke to me and said, Holy Spirit, just shut me down. So don't pray that again. He's like, just take more risk. And I was like, oh, faith is just that simple. Once again, faith sometimes is actions. And sometimes great faith also do. It says great faith in waiting on the Lord. For I've waited for a long time, 3 years, 3.5 years waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting in preparation for the Lord. And my thought to find Tamianas, go to this country and do missions. And no, he sent me to the woods here to be alone with him. But by his mercy and his mercy alone, I'm here. He brought me here by his mercy and by his, once again, his providence to provide a ticket for me for free, to provide, you know, provision, to provide a place to lay my head, to provide, you know, an amazing spiritual a mother and father that I have, whom I'm able to learn from and glean from, and so much wisdom I'm able to draw from. He's, once again, provision, his providence is provided, you know, a season for me to get tucked away with him, to learn so much about who he is, his heart, and more importantly, to strip me more of myself. So I'm just really excited and encouraged. I just want to encourage those who are watching this, those who are considering coming. The Lord mentioned that, you know, he'll bring a core group this year, and next year more will come. So who's to know, maybe you'll watch this video next year and God will touch your heart and you're like, you know, I think I'm called to come. You know, I want to encourage you to come. Or you're watching this video and you know God has convicted you of something, like, I've spoken to you, my son or daughter. Why not be obedient? Answer the call. So I encourage you to answer the call that God is speaking to you. Leave your family, your mother, your brother, your siblings, the life that you once in your past behind, and move forward. The Word of God says, Paul continues to give me that in Scripture. Because I believe in the cloud of witnesses that he'll speak through it. The Lord speaks through his word, but it talks about, you know, pressing on forward to the mark, pressing on forward to the mark, you know, leaving those things behind and pressing on forward to the mark to win this race of faith. And I've gotten that twice since I've been here, and I feel always like, Nana, stop looking behind, stop looking behind. I'm like, but I missed, no, you know, so it hasn't been easy, but I just take it one day at a time, one day in trusting the Lord every day and just living this out by faith in the unknown and having great expectation as I've given myself over to the Lord for him to do whatever he desires with by his grace. So as I mentioned, I pray this video encourages you. I pray that it blesses you too as well. I'm going to actually have some video footage at the end of this video concerning when I was on the mountain, just little small clips here and there. I don't know what the Lord will have me do once I get there concerning the channel. I don't yet. I believe maybe he'll allow me to have it and then have you just sharing with you my experience and maybe even messages that he may give me. So who knows? But I just wanted to give this message as a testimony of God's great mercy upon my life and about answering the call to encourage others as well to leave everything. Ask the Lord for the courage to leave everything and to follow Jesus, because truly be so rewarding. All right, so I just want to bless you to pray. Father, I just pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord God, I pray for those right now that you're moving upon their hearts. I pray for those right now whom you've called, Lord. You've called, Lord God, and you're tugging on their hearts again, saying, this is a second chance. Will you answer the call? Holy Spirit, I pray that you give them such a grace to say yes, such a grace to finally no longer look behind, but to let go of every attachment and every weight that can just hold them bound, Father God, from them going where you've called them to go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord God, I come against every spirit of anxiety, every spirit of fear, every lying, beguiling spirit. I bind you right now. I bind the back of forces, dilations that sent them, holy angels, please enforce this in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for the hearts of those, oh Lord God, who, Father God, have, because of the fear of man, because of the fear of what others will think, Lord God, they've tarried, Lord God, they have delayed, Lord God, I pray for your mercy upon them. I pray right now conviction to fall, Lord God, I pray for a great grace of courage, a great grace, the same courage you gave me, Lord, the same grace you gave me for courage, God, I pray that same grace you put upon them, courage, oh Lord God, to answer the call to leave everything to follow you, Lord Jesus. And I pray right now, oh Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for those, Father God, you called to a refuge, God, begin to prepare their hearts even now, Father God, as you're calling many of us out of the world, Father God, unto yourself, Father God, help us say yes. Jesus, make us willing to be made willing, Lord, with what we're struggling with, Lord God, help us say yes to you. and to follow through with what you're leading us to go. Help us to be like your Spirit, as you say in John, O Lord God. Those who are born by the Spirit of God are like the wind. They come and go, and no one knows where they go. God, that's how you lead your disciples. That's how you lead your sons and daughters, Lord. When you just tell us to move by your Spirit, Lord God, not knowing what to do, God, help us to trust you in the unknown. Help us to trust you in the unknown, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for grace of trusting God in the unknown, Father God, being released upon this video in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you that you're raising up, Father God, disciples who say yes to lose their lives for your sake, Lord God, that they can gain everything, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May you be glorified and lifted up, Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless you. Love you guys. Bye.